Hi there. The word for today is God uses ordinary people. In Acts 1 verse 8, we read, "You will be my witnesses." A witness is someone who sees and experiences an event, then testifies to it in court in a way that convinces others. That is what you and I have been called to do. You say, "But I don't feel very qualified." Understandable, but God doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. And don't let Satan convince you otherwise, because he will try. He will tell you that God has an IQ requirement, or an entry fee, that he employs only specialists, experts, and high-powered personalities. Jesus said to his disciples, "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." Who was he speaking to? You, uneducated simple folk. You, temperamental netcasters and tax collectors. You will be my witnesses. The only thing the disciples actually had going for them, but it was a big thing, was their willingness to take a step when Jesus said, "Follow me." So, if you're more plumber than executive, more blue jeans than blue blood, you're qualified. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, listen to this. "Few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose the things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those things that are powerful." Why? "That no flesh should glory in his presence." So, pray this prayer. "Lord, you've called me into your kingdom to serve you in a specific place, at a specific time, and for this specific purpose. Despite my ordinariness, I belong to you, Lord, and you are anything but ordinary. Today, help me to pour out your grace and compassion upon others, that they too may experience the richness of your love. In Jesus' name I pray, amen." And that's the word for you today.